This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more day with yours truly, Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here tomorrow night. I think he's got at least 2 hours of the show tomorrow night, the second and third hours. As again, he is in Washington, back heading this way. Actually heading away from me, heading towards Las Vegas to come back and get back on the air with you guys tomorrow after being with the president for the big gala down there in Washington, the big Christmas gala. It is the second day of December 2020, about 6 minutes after the hour. I've got a, I think, great show in store for you for the next 3 hours. We have a number of guests we're going to bring on, a couple folks from the Heritage Foundation, one political strategist in the second hour of the program, and an author, Rich Higgins, who's written a book. So a couple of different folks, different perspectives, different points of view, who will join me here on the show for the next 3 hours. I've got a couple other things I want to get to, but, you know, as you may have been busy hurrying and bustling about your day, I mean, it is Christmas season. Maybe you're getting a little shopping done, if in fact your state does allow you to shop. Maybe you are finishing up work, or I don't know, maybe you're walking the dog. Whatever it is, you might have missed what, quote unquote, the president is saying is the biggest speech maybe in the history of his presidency. And I'm going to play a little bit of that in a second, but it's a setup as far as what's going on, what we talked about almost entirely last night on the program, which is, what are we going to do about this election? What are we going to do moving forward? How are we going to handle the potential that maybe the elections weren't on the up and up? And, you know, as different lawsuits either reach their end or open up another door, or, you know, possible lawsuits with and against Dominion open up new doors. You know, but the American people are running out of time until the delegates get together to cast their votes in the middle of December on the 14th, which is less than 2 weeks from where I am and where you are right now. So all of that is a conversation that we had last night. But like I said, today, the president, Donald Trump, got up and gave a speech. And I want to listen to a couple minutes of it with y'all here, and then we can comment and take a few phone calls. What do we got, Chris?
This may be the most important speech I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege. For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be. They had it covered, and perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
All right. There you go. That's the president earlier this afternoon speaking on behalf of the American people. And, what he said is really not much different than what we had already thought. He just put it in a more official sort of tone and way. And I liked the speech. I thought it was spot on, but I don't know what was brought to the table today that makes it any different than where we all kind of sat yesterday, except he's continuing to move forward. What evidence do we have that there's maybe a potential overturn of some of this stuff? And I don't know if that was delivered today, and I don't know. Maybe, like I said, there's a couple of weeks left. We don't know what they know. We have no idea what direction that they are going to take this thing. So it's good that at least he reconnected with the folks. It's good that he, told America that he didn't think that what we saw on election night was on the up and up. And, off they go. They're continuing their quest to try to make it right. And that's what I've said from the beginning, right? And I think that tone was a solid tone today from the president. It's let's just make sure we rectify the voting system. Do you want to be able to vote for a month at a time? Do you want to be able to vote for a week at a time? Do you want to be able to do absentee ballots from anywhere in the country, no matter whether you are physically able or not able to get to a poll? I mean, that's going to be the conversation moving forward in this country, whether or not we have this open sort of freestyle of voting. And I can't imagine that most of America is on board with that. I understand that there's it's very easy to cast a ballot that way. You don't have to get up and go down to a polling location. You can do it from your kitchen table. But, we're finding out now that there's a lot of potential for shenanigans, and it's really that simple. All right, since we did this last night, we had a lot of calls, so maybe we can do it again tonight. If you guys want to weigh in on this or anything else, we can take calls, certainly for the first hour of the program. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK is the number. We'll grab a couple of calls right now, right quick, and then we'll take a break, come back, grab a couple more. Julie's out in Vegas. Julie, how are you?
Hi, Lee. I'm doing good. How you doing?
We're doing okay.
I just wanted to say a couple of things that happened to me in Vegas. A little surprising. I was at a store last night. I walked in about 4:15. This is a true example of how they're going to shut us down. Got there about 4:15, asked one of the people that works there, what time you close? They said 10 o'clock. All of a sudden, I said, great, to myself. Oh, I got lots of time to shop. About 15 minutes later, an announcement came over the loudspeaker. We're closing in 15 minutes. No response, no reasoning. I asked why. They said, we cannot stay. About 20 minutes later, I went into another store, and I was in line to check out, and all of a sudden I looked up, and I saw a couple of millennials with a cart, just a cart overflowing with merchandise. They walked right out the front door. I said to the cashier, did you see that? They walked right out the door with a basket full of merchandise. She said, ma'am, there's nothing we can do about it. So on my way out, I said to the security guard that was standing by the door, I said, did you see that those two millennials walk out the door with a cart full of merchandise? They said, oh, no, ma'am, there's nothing we can do about it. So evidently, the police in Vegas now are told to stand down. They can't arrest anybody. They can't do anything. Their hands are tied.
Was this a casino store that you were shopping in or just one on the strip?
Two stores up here in Summerlin.
Okay.
I live in Summerlin. And they shut us down. They shut down the store at 5 o'clock, supposed to stay open at 10, no reasoning why. And then I went to another store, and lo and behold, people walked out with the shopping cart.
What kind of store are we talking about?
So evidently, like a clothing store.
Okay, all right.
Nice clothing store up here in Summerlin. And so evidently the police are told to stand down here. They can't do anything. They're not going to do anything by our clown governor, Sisolak, who doesn't want to do anything but sit on his hands and spin. And these stores want to be shut down. I mean, the store I was in was full of Christmas, beautiful Christmas merchandise. The store was full. Right. And when I got there, the first store that closed early, there was a line of people around the corner and a sign up that said only 22 people allowed in at a time. I went in the store. It was empty, but it was full of beautiful Christmas merchandise. And I thought to myself, wow, they don't need sales here. They don't need money. They're only going to let 22 people in at a time. And then they closed it down. 5:30. Shut us down. We couldn't shop anymore.
Julie, I got one more question for you, because then I'm going to have to go. The music's going to start playing. But so the cashier said to you that the police are now told not to deal with anybody, just steal stuff, sort of like what's going on in California where you can steal up to like $900 worth of stuff. Is that the same idea?
Yes. Oh, it was more than that. It was a handbag. It was the shopping cart was overflowing.
Wow.
And I will say it was two white millennials, white, and I'm white. So evidently they feel they have the white privilege, which I don't subscribe to, but, you know, socialists would say white privilege.
Julie, I got to let you go because I'm running up against that update, but interesting story. I don't even have an answer. I don't know what to tell you except for, you know, that's where California's been for months. I mean, we've heard the stories that homeless folks to CVS's or any store on any strip in California to grab whatever they want. They walk out. There's nothing they can do because anything below $700 or $600, nobody cares about it. So maybe the same thing is happening in Las Vegas, and that would be very sad. That's, you know, the changing of the world that we live in. All right, listen, I got a couple other people on hold. We'll get to you in just a second. I do got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. The entire show, love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of the community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to when I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Recently, I met with John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercises. I'll share updates with you during my 88 days on the program. But in my first 3 weeks, I've already lost 19 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Energized Health offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, so there you go. You got the number. Give us a call, and we'll make you the star of the show tonight, at least for the first 90 minutes or so of the show. Then I got a number of guests coming up, so if you want to call in, you absolutely can. Wayne will be back tomorrow night. My name is Lee Elsey. You can also email me, leeelseyradio@gmail.com. We'll go all the way out to Connecticut, where I know this guy knows his stuff. His name is Reed. Reed, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
You've got to be congratulated. You remind me of that old movie, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? You know, where they stayed up for days on end dancing during the Depression?
I thought you were going to say Old Yeller, and I was on my way out.
No, we'd have to call that Old Bailey. But then people would think you were getting sued. But anyhow, since you need the rest, why don't you just take a nap while I'm shooting my mouth up? I'll wake you up when I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to set a timer. There you go. You got at least 4 minutes to rant. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to be very careful what I'm saying here because I don't want to create any problem for anybody. So, you know, I know the difference between accusing somebody of something and saying that you suspect something needs to be looked into. So I am very carefully couching what I am about to say in those terms so as not to create trouble. But I tell you something. You had a fellow on the local show today from the War College, and I've been thinking about this, especially now that we know postal workers have been involved, that if you were a general planning an invasion, the army is already set up in the form of several government workers unions that are in place to do the job. And it's just like when Rocky calls up and says, the enemy is within. It's already there. The enemy is already in there. It's set up. It's already landed. They're equipped to do it. And they're incented to do it because if you look at the glaring facts of this situation, number one, they get to go home with full pay and not do anything, whereas they're telling everybody else to close down their businesses and pay fines. So that's a pretty good deal. And they're telling us how to live, which means they're setting things up that benefit their unions and make their jobs more important, higher paid, and more powerful. Plus, they're already donating to all the campaigns. Everybody knows that when it comes to the teachers' unions, the hospital unions, various other service worker unions, they have total authority over governors, mayors, city councils, state legislatures. So, you know, I don't understand why it is that people are so ready to ban corporations from giving to political campaigns or suspect a conflict of interest there, but they don't see this glaring obvious thing, which is the cause of the whole program, whole problem.
So, you know, if you're referencing also, there's a couple of stories that are out there about Dominion giving to a bunch of money to political action groups as well, and receiving, obviously, this great contract that they got to produce these, I assume, wonderful voting tabulating machines that are out there. So, listen, Reed, I am 100% behind you. If you're going to watch, you got to watch them, because that old, what's that old saying? Who's watching the watchers, et cetera? And I'm on board. But what do you do? We got to stop that? Is that a legislative thing we got to go do?
Well, you know, it's, when you think of who they have control over, it's exactly what you just said. Who watches the watchers? They wouldn't dare do that. That would be shooting themselves in the foot. And right. Another thing that I didn't even mention is when you're talking about SEIU and AFT and UFT, which is also associated with AFL-CIO, these people have hundreds of billions of dollars swirling around with big money managers on Wall Street. They are a huge part of fund flows. So I don't see, you know, nope. And the point is, even if we had an honest election, these people have such monetary authority over campaigns that it's rigged when it's honest.
Isn't that great? What a great statement. It's rigged when it's honest. Oh, my God. That's perfect. You can't say it better than that, Reed. That's 100% on the money. It's a bullseye.
Well, you can wake up now and do your show again.
All right, Reed. Listen, I like that. I'm going to steal that line. It's rigged when it's honest. That, in a nutshell, is the U.S. elections now. It's rigged when it's honest. How about that? So Reed encapsulating the whole thing in one throwaway line after this. All right, listen, so it's getting towards the bottom of the hour. I don't want to rush Stephen from out in Vegas. So, Stephen, if you don't mind, and wait through the break, I apologize. But otherwise, I'd have to charge him it through in like 30 seconds. So we got 20 seconds. I hear the music, so I think we're ready to hit the break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again speaking out about possible voter fraud. The president saying,
as president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system which is now under coordinated assault and siege.
President Trump speaking from the White House in the nearly 46-minute long video posted on social media. The president continues,
"This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections."
The NFL is considering all options for the upcoming playoffs, but using a bubble is not likely. That's according to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Oh, my God. If you knew what we were joking about in the break, you could not contain your laughter either. I'm just an inch away from breaking out and laughing again. No, I'm not telling it on the air. I refuse to tell it on the air. But I will tell you about Strauss Heart Drops on the air, because they sponsor this segment, and there's nothing funny about heart disease, right? Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in the United States of America. And anytime you have a sign of trouble, start thinking about Strauss Heart Drops. They've sold more than 1 million bottles, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked and restricted blood flow. Strauss Naturals actually offers more than just heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. StraussNaturals.com, 15% off. Use the promo code WAR.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here tomorrow night back in the saddle again. Again, he's in Washington, or was in Washington, en route back now to Las Vegas, where he'll take his perch on his cushy throne and be back in the radio studio tomorrow to blast it out across the entire country. And I'm here again, Lee Elsie. We're taking phone calls for the first 90 minutes. I do have a bunch of guests coming up in the second half of the show, so if you want to call, you can call up and get in early. Across the entire country, talk to the entire world, tell us what you think about what's going on with the election or anything else that might be on your mind. We do have a couple people on hold, and I'll get to you in a second. The number's 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. A friend of mine wanted me to quickly retell, and it only take me a second, Stephen, so hang in there out there in Vegas, and I'll get to you in 1 second, but wanted me to tell the story, and before I forget, I think I might have mentioned this last night. In fact, I know I did, but he's, he works in the industry of money, and he sends me an email. He started laughing. He goes, I can't believe that you haven't gotten your stimulus check. And I had mentioned that last night, that I haven't gotten my stimulus check, and nothing. So if you fall into that category and you think you deserve that original money, according to a couple of different people that I've talked to, is more people out there maybe are deserving of money that haven't gotten it. So I would say, reach out to somebody that you know that may have info on what to do and how to react to that. They say you could just go to the IRS website and punch in your Social Security number and find out that way, but I don't trust the IRS, so there you go. I don't trust their website at all. So, all right, let's go out to Las Vegas. Steven, sorry for the lengthy wait, but you're up, my friend. You want to talk about Georgia and the primary?
Yes, Lee, thank you very much. Last night I was listening to the show. The host has some really good guests. One of his frequent guests through the years, who's always proved reliable. He's kind of like a CIA character many years. He gives Trump a lot of credit. He says that Trump and his group attempting to prevent election fraud decided that, obviously, they've been talking about it for quite some time, the mail-in ballots are the source of a lot of the fraud. They watermarked the mail requested ballots in Georgia. And Lee, what do you think happened? When the mail-in ballots came back, there were 700,000 more than they sent out.
Now, Stephen, I've heard this story before, and I'm not saying that you're making it up or lying or got it wrong. I have not heard any corroboration on that. I've heard the watermark story before. Where did you get this info that it's actually a done deal?
I listen to this station almost exclusively.
Okay, came on this one.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Well, in Las Vegas, obviously.
Yep.
I'm going to contact Wayne as soon as he gets back into town and see if we can have the guest on and go from there. I agree with you totally, Lee. There's so many things we have to doubt everything.
Right. But that's kind of the word I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
A very insightful president encouraged us to do that, trust but verify.
Right.
I go along with that totally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't attempt to discall if the guy, I didn't believe the guy was reliable.
I do appreciate it.
This gentleman beats the news on several occasions by a couple of days, so we may be hearing about it in the next day or two.
All right. Listen, Stephen, if you're right, then you make sure you get us a call back here and gloat a little bit and crow a little bit. I've heard this story before, and I was skeptical when it came out. I'm skeptical of everything, and I wasn't born in Missouri. I played a little baseball in Missouri, but I guess I'm from the Missouri kind of way of thinking, so the show me state. You got to show me, because I'm not really hyped up on belief, and I'm not a conspiracy guy either. I really feel as though the conspiracy theory, there's so many moving parts to make the conspiracy theory work, which is why, by the way, the story about Dominion is so believable, because it's really not a conspiracy theory. I mean, think about it. It's one algorithm, right, that's implanted in machines. Again, I don't know whether it's true. It's feasible. It's doable. It's possible, which makes it potentially something that happened. Now, is it remote? Maybe. Sidney Powell doesn't think so, and that's a respected lawyer. So she doesn't think that it is remote at all. So I do believe that, like that gentleman Stephen just said, trust but verify. Like I had said a million different times, you got to show me. And in cases of conspiracy theories, I think there are a lot of working parts. People have big mouths. More often than not, people want to talk, in particular if they got one over on you. I mean, how many people do you know that have the kind of self-control to not crow when they've got something right or they've won something? It doesn't happen all that often, does it? It really doesn't. So, listen, I want to get into some more of this election stuff after 7 o'clock. I want to talk at length about something and tell you, you know, what I think happened and go over some numbers again with you at that time, because I have all these different you know, numbers as far as the percentage of people who came out to vote and how many voted this and how many voted that. But I wanted to throw one other thing out before we run out of time. And it kind of goes back to what we had talked about with our first caller tonight. Not necessarily about them stealing stuff in stores, but more about COVID and shutting down the economy and shutting down businesses and shutting down schools and everybody bowing to Fauci now when they're finding out that maybe it's not such a good idea to keep the kids home or to, you know, keep everybody sort of sequestered because people start to lose their mind. Did you see there's a story coming out of Japan? The suicide spike in Japan shows mental health tolls of COVID-19. They are killing themselves at record rates over there in Japan. And my question is, I don't know what the, you know, the numbers are here. My question is, though, I bet you that the numbers in this country have spiked as well. I bet you they've spiked. According to the government statistics over there in Japan, the number of suicides in August increased by 15.4% to 1,854. So people are frustrated. People are, they're feeling boxed in, and people are killing themselves over in Japan. And I can assure you that that is probably happening here as well. I mean, are you getting to the point with this where, this is almost what we had talked about in the beginning. I mean, and going all the way back to when this all started, and I stand by what I said, with March is 8 months ago now, which is the people are going to go and return to their regular life when they're ready to. I don't know how much the government can keep their thumb on everybody. I mean, honestly, if the government told you that you had to stay inside, and it got to a point where you were no longer willing to stay inside, I don't think the American people would bow to that kind of rule in this country. I really don't. I think that we would push back. I think that we would make a lot of noise if that in fact happened. So, and I think that's a good thing. But I think for now, you know, people are confused. People are, that's another thing. The people in the beginning of this pandemic, we didn't know what we were dealing with, right? So you heard the rumors. You heard the stories. They threw out numbers. They threw out ridiculous numbers like, oh, my God, 220 million people could get it. And we were talking about 20 million people could die. And I know, listen, we've got a lot of people who have died. It's a serious number. but they're hanging that number on deaths that are questionable deaths, people dying, you know, in these nursing homes that were either cancer patients or what have you. So we really don't know how many people would have died just because of COVID. We don't know. So I think what has happened is in the beginning, people were scared to death. They were just frightened, and rightfully so, because we didn't know. We haven't lived through something like this before. We didn't know what was going to happen and how it was going to affect the population, and if you got it, if you were going to die or if you were going to be sick forever. And we still don't know whether or not, you know, there's lasting effects. And I don't want this thing. I'm sure you don't want to get it. I'm not afraid I'm going to die from it. I just don't want to get it. I don't want to get sick. I'm sure you're probably feeling the same way. But I think we've gotten to a point now in this country where it's somewhere around 1% of the people that are dying. And people are not willing to throw their entire life into a state of chaos for a 1 in 100 chance of getting sick and dying. I just don't think that they're willing to do that. I don't know. I think that's kind of where we are. Anyway, we can take some phone calls for one more segment. If you want to try to weigh in, you can. The most caller-friendly show in the entire country, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll grab a couple more calls when we come back. After that, top of the hour, I do want to go over some numbers with you. And then I have a bunch of guests coming up. Rich Higgins is coming on the show. He's an author. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. And political strategist Liz Karanowicz will join me as well. All that coming up. It's the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne on the Roots. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we're back. It is about 51 minutes after the hour, so if you want to call in, we can grab a couple of calls. 1-833-927-8255. Out to Las Vegas, the city of lights, my favorite city in the entire world. We'll go with Dave. Dave, how are you, man?
Hey, Lee. Always good to hear your voice. I love you do a great job covering for my favorite radio host.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, Dave.
Yeah, no, I agree with most of the stuff you say. Listen, I'm an independent voter. I guess you could call me a recovering Democrat. I used to be a Democrat back when, I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, and, you know, I'm 35 years old. I just turned 35, and, you know, I grew up, I guess, in the 90s with, Bill Clinton. I thought he was a decent president because the economy was good, even though, obviously I was in eighth grade, you know, by the time he was getting ready to leave, and, I thought Bush was a disaster. I think Obama pulled us out of it, you know, despite, well, maybe not Obama pulled us out of it, but the economy itself pulled us out of the recession that Bush put us in. Not a big fan of him being the neocon that he was, globalist. And Obama kind of just was able to just drag the economy along. I'm a big time Trump guy. Trump being a business guy, I knew that he was, gonna have a business mindset. And I'm a union guy. And I work in the private sector unions, and there's a ton of us from the AFL-CIO to the IBEW to the United Auto Workers to the steel workers, just a ton of us in the private sector especially, and even some at the state level, people that do road work, construction, stuff like that, that are big-time Trump supporters and know that when the economy is booming, we're all ready to work, and we all had good jobs. I never made so much money in my life than when these last 4 years when Donald Trump was president. And I wish that some of the conservatives would just stop putting us down constantly. Now, yes, it's true. You know, some of the union labor bosses at the very top, you know, have historically gone with the Democratic Party. But I think a big reason because of that is because that the Republican Party conservatives have put us down for so long, saying we don't deserve this money. Well, I got news for you. The money that we make, especially in the private sector, is money that the marketplace sets because the companies that hire me don't have to go union. They could hire outside. This is a right-to-work state, but I bring value, and and we bring value to the marketplace. That's why we are hired. And I just think that if the Republican Party conservatives reached out to unions more, they would get even more of a share. Because I'll tell you what, Lee, 80 to 95% of the guys that I work with here in town voted for Donald Trump. I don't know really anybody in the union here that voted for Biden and that pushed for Biden.
You know, it's interesting, too. I mean, I don't know exactly what it is that you do for a line of work, but I see it, too, with some of the police union, or the police union in the state of Connecticut, and some of the unions that work for the state of Connecticut here where I am get a bad rap. I'm never out to wag my finger at anybody who makes the money and negotiates a deal. I don't necessarily think that's fair. And now, you know, the police unions are siding and coming back towards the right as well, because they've been ostracized by the left and to defund the police and dismantle the police. So, I mean, I know that's not what you do, but I kind of think it correlates with what you're saying. And I think you're right. You know, here's the problem. We need better leaders, right? I mean, Trump did his thing. Trump was sort of an anomaly. He was different than everybody else. He, you know, kind of broke the mold. He wasn't a sort of a cookie cutter type of a politician. Now, if he goes away, you know, something needs to fill that void. And, you know, you may be right. Maybe the next set of folks can take the next step and have a more friendly attitude towards some of this stuff. And it's all about, in the end, you want to make money, don't you? You want to have a better life. And if you can get that through a more productive way of doing business, a more Republican, I guess, ideal, you know, you guys would vote Republicans, if in fact it put more money in your pocket, I think you're 100% you would do that. Don't you agree with that?
No, I absolutely agree. And we've already done it. Like I said, I work on elevators and escalators all over town, okay? There's plenty of people, like I said, in the IBEW, electricians, United Auto Workers, Teamsters, people that drive trucks, any kind of construction workers, Carpenters Union, AFL-CIO, right. Yes, the people at the top, the labor bosses, try to push this idea, but that's because going way back, the Republicans have consistently sided with corporations and have bashed unions. So, yes, our bosses are totally, you know, things are changing because, in the end, the workers have the power. But, like I said, me, plenty of HVAC technicians, just all of us that depend on the economy roaring in construction and the service industry, voted for Donald Trump. And a lot of people, yes, of course, teachers' unions, not so much.
Dave, in 30 seconds, 30 seconds is all you got. Tell me what's the one thing, just give me one thing you want the next leadership, the leadership of the Republican Party to do to extend a hand to the Republicans. I mean, to the unions.
You know what, just be fair to us. You know, we want a good economy. You know, don't put us all in one boat, because we're not all, you know, paid by the taxpayers, and we want a good economy so that.
Okay. All right. Listen, I got to run, but you make great points, man. And I thank you. I thank you for the kind words. And I certainly think that there's plenty of room for a marriage of sorts between, you know, Republican candidates and Republican senators and Congress folks and unions across the country. Not all bad. All right, we'll take a quick break. Top of the hour, come back with some numbers for you about.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wayne Root.